Ring in the bells, ring in the people. Welcome. It's good to have you here this morning. Morning, Jim. Ready to say your prayers. Thank God for his many blessings. I went to Pastor Winnie's funeral on Tuesday. They asked me to say a few words, and as I thought about it, Winnie died at age 96. For those of you who are visiting, Pastor Winfield Johnson was our pastor emeritus. He lived up here on Sugar Lake for the last 25, 30 years. Anyway, just had a wonderful spirit, wonderful life. But I figured out when I was thinking about what to say that I only met Winnie when he was 84 years old. He'd already lived a lifetime. And I saw him when he was full of life. I mean, I'll share one story that I remembered. Winnie would call every once in a while and say, "It's time for a prayer meeting." That means we had to meet at the golf course. And one day we were down there, and he was off the green, and he chipped, and that thing went boom, 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 rolled right in. And he had a smile that was big as a Montana sunrise. And he skipped across there. It was a mixture of a vaudeville act and a Michael Jackson moondance. And I thought, if this is the way he is at, you know, in his late 80s, how he lived life. Anyway, he said to make sure and thank everybody for your love. Some people have said we should honor him a little bit more. So a few people thought if we bought he and Marge a memory brick for our memory garden. So there's a basket set in the fellowship hall, if you'd like to help with that. That's what we'll do to remember Winnie and Marge. Maybe that's one way we remember. That's one way we live on, maybe through the stories and the maybe the stories we tell, you know. It reminds me, Winnie taught me that each one of us is weaving a tapestry with our lives. Everybody we meet, how we treat everybody becomes a part of the tapestry that becomes our lives. And some of those memories with people are good and strong, and some of those are fringe on the outside. And I remember he encouraged us one Sunday to weave a strong tapestry and treat each other well. So we will. Two things. Next week, Saturday, our veggie stand's going to be open. And there's a sign-up sheet. If you'd like to help, come and serve. There's a list of Saturdays. If you haven't ever done that, come on over. It's great, great fun. It's a joy to greet people. If you bake cookies or cupcakes or muffins or, you know what's the best? Those great big chocolate brownies with icing on top. Put three or four on a plate and bring them over, okay, because people really go for that. let's see, what else? Oh, next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, picture directory. We still need hosts or hostesses to greet people, send them down. They'll be taking pictures down in the educational meeting wing. So if you'd like to, if you've got an hour or 2 hours you'd like to help direct people, we need hosts or hostesses. There's a sign-up sheet also on the table in the narthex. If you're here next weekend, we've got the wonderful musicians coming up from the cities. And it occurred to me as I thought about this, I think next Saturday night at 5 o'clock worship, Rock the Spirit, music of the 60s and 70s, a celebration of freedom. It's our 4th of July thing. Next Saturday night at 5 o'clock and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, right here in this building, we're going to have the best music in the state of Minnesota. So if you're here, don't miss it because the music is great. And if did you listen to music in the 60s and 70s, Wes? Les? He's not that old, he said. Hey, well, did you get to the Boundary Waters?
Very well.
And you got back okay? Just before the floods. Okay. I was worried about you. Anyway, next weekend we've got that music, so put it on your schedule. Now, that being said, not everybody likes music of the 60s and 70s, so we'll have a traditional service at 8:30 here before the 10 o'clock celebration of freedom. So that'll be a service of Holy Communion at 8:30 here. Oh, treasurer. Our treasurer we have is a temporary treasurer, so our church is looking for someone else who would like to, what Jerry Becker says, cook the books. If you have any gifts as a treasurer or like to do some figures, oh, that's a sign, okay. Get the hook. Thank you very much. We need a treasurer. Amen. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Thank you. Oh Lord, we gather as fellow sojourners here on earth, and we need the spark of your spirit today. Some of us come weary from busy, busy weeks. Some of us come weary through worry of family and friends who are fighting floods or fires. Some of us come full of joy, ready to thank you and praise you for your goodness. And some of us just need some time with you. And so we pray your spirit might come to us. We pray that we might come alive again and that we might have new eyes and new hearts to see the wonders of your creation, to see your spirit at work in the world. So send your spirit, Lord, today as we gather as fellow travelers. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning is Be Thou My Vision, 793. We'll rise during the singing of the last verse. Please turn to the order of confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, who is the source of all love, we have been called to share not only our lives, but our livelihood, and we find it difficult. We are called to respond in total love to the needs which surround us, but we find this kind of commitment unattractive. The need is great and our hearts are hard. Help us today to discover the great joy of sharing the adventure of giving and the wonder of your Spirit at work in us. We desire a new beginning. Forgive our sins and give us a new start. Amen. Hear the word of the gospel. The God of all the universe has loved us with an everlasting love that forgets our sin and makes all things new. Hear the word of the gospel. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the cross so our relationship with God would be made right. Hear the word of the gospel. For the love of Christ controls us because we are convinced that one has died for all. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise God for the good news of the gospel.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of creation, eternal majesty, you preside over land and sea, sunshine and storm. By your strength pilot us. By your power preserve us. By your wisdom instruct us. And by your hand protect us. Through Jesus Christ our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. Thank you, bells. Sound as good as always. It's great. Our first reading today is from Malachi chapters 3, verses 1 through 4. The prophet Malachi announced the coming of one who will prepare us a way for God's arrival. His burning program of reform will make God's people ready for salvation. The reading. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, until they present offers to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and in former years. Our psalm this morning is Psalm number 141. Please respond with the darker print, and where you see that darkened R, please hear the refrain. O Lord, I call to you. Come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Set a watch before my mouth, O Lord, and guard the door of my lips.
Let not my heart incline to any evil things. Let me not be occupied in weariness with evildoers, nor eat of their sweet fruits. My eyes have turned to you, Lord God.
Yet my prayers are continually against the deeds of the wicked. Just as one who tills the earth breaks the rock, so let their bones be scattered at the mouth of the grave. Guard me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I alone pass through. My eyes are turned to you, O Lord God. Here ends the reading. Please rise for the gospel.
The Holy Gospel for this fourth Sunday of Pentecost is found in the fourth chapter of St. Mark, beginning with the 35th verse. Jesus' calming of the storm on the sea reveals his power over evil, since the sea represents evil and chaos. The boat on the sea is a symbol of the church and invites us to trust God amid life's turbulence. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. Then he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The word of God, the word of life. Please be seated as we sing our sermon hymn, Day by Day, 790.
Thank you.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We had vacation Bible school this week here in this place. You should have seen the energy that those kids and adults brought. Heard a story about one of the little girls. It was we went to Babylon 600 years B.C. Daniel was in the lion's den, and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego got thrown into the fiery furnace. But the message was for all these kids, different Bible verses, that God will never leave us nor abandon us. God will always be with us to the end of the age. God's strength is sufficient for us. There was a little girl who had trouble sleeping. She talked to her grandma, and the grandma had to lay down with her every night. And finally, I think the third night, the grandma says, "Well, in vacation Bible school, you hear that Jesus will protect you. Why don't you say your prayers to Jesus?" So the next night, same thing, the girl was up. "Didn't you say your prayers to Jesus?" Grandma asked, and the little girl said, "Yeah, and he told me to come and see you." Jesus is tired, kind of like all the teachers and people who helped out, probably all the kids too, but Jesus had been teaching and healing and moving and caring, and finally he's on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And he says, let's leave this place. Let's get in the boat and go to the other side. Now, the Sea of Galilee is about as big as our Lake Mille Lacs here. And it's about as deep, about 40 feet in the deepest place. And so you know how the winds can come out and how it can blow. He's so tired, he lays down in the front of the boat. And the guys get going. All of a sudden, the winds come up. Bob, you ever been caught out there? You don't want to be out there, and the disciples, they're out there. And these winds come up, and the waves come up. And they're worried, and there's Jesus sleeping on some cushion in the front of the boat. What's that all about? Finally, they wake him, and Jesus says, "Why are you afraid? Have you still have no faith? You see all I've done, you still have no faith?" And he turns around, and I get a picture of him standing in the front of the boat and raising his arms up and saying, "Peace. Be still." And then the winds stop blowing. And the seas and the waves just settle down. And the disciples, they look at each other and they say, Who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? Jesus is special. Jesus can calm the storms. Not only in the storms in life, but the storms in our lives. So as I look at this lesson, I mean, this is a perfect lesson for all the things that happened up in Duluth and Moose Lake and Willow River and even Aiken, you know. Jesus can calm the storms. What I see in this lesson, though, is found in Jesus' question. Why are you afraid? Fear, I think, is at the heart of most of our problems. Fear. Think about it. Next time you're going through some troubles, ask what you're afraid of. We think we're afraid to move forward because someone might take advantage of us. Or we're afraid of looking foolish. Or we might not fit in, so we're not going to go there. Or we're going to be abandoned. Or I'm afraid I might not have enough money to retire. Or I'm afraid of getting sick at the end of my life. Or I'm afraid I'm going to have to give up my house and move. Fear. I mean, there's all kinds of questions that we have in life. Think back next time you're concerned about a problem and think where. Ask yourself, am I afraid of something? Because God will provide. God will never leave us nor abandon us. God will be with us to the end of the age. God's strength is sufficient for what we go through. I mean, we're told this over and over from our vacation Bible school kids to be an old duffers like you, Jim. God will provide. The way to conquer faith is through, the way to conquer fear is through faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Friday, I looked at the front page of the Minneapolis paper, and there was a picture of The swinging bridge in Jay Cook State Park. I used to hang around the swinging bridge. But back, and I remembered a story, back in the probably 55 or 56, did you see this picture? They had the swinging bridge, but they had put these big stanchions in it. It wasn't much swinging bridge anymore. It was, you can get it jumping and hopping, but now it's underwater. It was, half of it was ripped out. In the old days, in the 50s, it was a swinging bridge. It hung over. And I remember my dad bringing my older brother Willie and me and my younger brother Bayball down there. We called him Bayball because he was a baby who bawled all the time. It was a windy day. The storm clouds were rolling in. Billy and I take off running across that swinging bridge. We get it going. We're having a good time. The winds are blowing. And Bayball, Ricky, he starts coming behind, and he gets about a quarter of the way there, and he stops, and he holds on. He holds on to a post that's there. And my dad comes along and grabs us. He says, "Grab my hand, I'll take you." And he thought about it a moment, and pretty soon, there he is. He just starts skipping right along with Dad. But his faith, Bayball's faith, was in my dad. He was going to take care of him. Now that bridge is gone. Unbelievable. But the only kind of faith that matters, well, we have to have faith in one another, but the one that really matters is our faith in Jesus Christ. He's the one who will bring us through. He's the one who will carry us through the storm. He was the one who will still the storms. That's what this is all about. That's what this lesson is about for the disciples. When your life is full of storms, when the waves are breaking and the winds are blowing, and the lightning's flashing down, Jesus says, "I'll always be with you. I'll never leave you nor abandon you." I heard a story a while back about a man who was out of the service, but he couldn't hold a job. And he tried and tried and tried. His problem was he stuttered. Finally, he was living in Florida. There was a guy named Miller who had a candy company. Miller had stuttering problems too. He says, "I'll bet you I can get a job there." So he made an appointment, went in, and he said, "Please, sir, I need a job. I think I can drive for you." And Miller thought about it a moment and said, "I'm not going to give you a job right now." And the stutterer was just blown away. He thought he could really work there. He says, "It's not because you don't deserve it, but it's because I don't have a driver's job available, maybe in a month." Reached into his desk, brought out a paper that was folded up. He says, "I want you to read this paper every night before you go to bed for a month and come back and see me." And so he was dejected. He walked out of the office, went home, and was having all kinds of questions like, "I'm not good enough. I can't keep a job. Who wants a stutterer around? I'm not any good for anything." That night, he just was still thinking about that. And finally, he reached for that paper. He was about to rip it up and throw it away, but somehow he opened it up. And what was written on the paper was the serenity prayer. "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." And he thought about it. What are the things that I can't change? And he says, "Well, I've tried. I've done everything I can, but I can't change my stuttering. I'm just not built that way. But do I have the courage to change the things I can?" He said, "I've been playing the poor me game. I'm not good enough. Maybe I've got to change my attitude toward that. Maybe I've got to stretch out a little bit." And he said, the key, as he thought about that prayer, and he said it over and over and over again, and every night he would say it again. He said the key for him was the serenity to trust in God that he would take care of him. And as he started thinking about this, the serenity that can be found in Jesus, he started thinking about when he was a kid and his parents would bring him to church and how he could sing. And something happened to his vocal cords or something so that he could sing when he couldn't talk. And so he started singing some of these songs, and he went to church. And he found out through the months that he could write music. And he married. He got enough confidence, the trust in God to stretch out. He got married, and there was a job opening He thought he'd go to Nashville, job opening there for, who's back in the 60s, that woman who wore that that hat with the flower? Minnie Pearl. Minnie Pearl. Howdy! Got a job for Minnie Pearl, and he did quite well. And finally, Glenn Campbell heard him. And Glenn Campbell, fun time hour or something, started playing with him and singing. And then they started bantering back and forth, and Glenn Campbell wanted him on more and more because he had a sense of humor and he was gifted and talented. Of course, most of you figured out I'm talking about Mel Tillis. Mel Tillis said the serenity prayer and his faith in Jesus brought him through the troubles he had. But because of him, he was able to stand firm and stand tall. And so the question for us, in spite of all the things the world throws our way, what are you afraid of? Fear, it seems, is our biggest problem when we face problems. What are we afraid of in our life? The best way to conquer fear is through our faith in Jesus Christ. He promises us he'll never leave us nor abandon us. He promises us he will be there to the end of the age. He promises us his strength and his hope and his power and his joy to live life. He promises he'll take care of us. And I hope that you and I can stand back with those disciples one day and say, who is this that even the wind and the seas obey him? Wouldn't that be marvelous? Amen. Something for us to ponder this day. Amen. Let's join in singing our next hymn, 661.
Thank you.
Will the congregation please rise? Let us join in the offertory prayer on the bottom of page 3. Let us pray. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. With reverence for the earth, those in need, and the whole human family, let us offer our prayers to God. Let's take a moment for silent prayer. That you send heralds and messengers to announce the dawn of mercy and peace. Lord, in your mercy. That you raise up public leaders and officials who will work for the common good and seek reconciliation with enemies and foes. Lord, in your mercy. That the bright summer sun nourish and refresh trees, plants, crops, and vegetation. Lord, in your mercy. That the light of your presence comfort and heal all who sit in the darkness of addiction, despair, or illness. Especially we remember those who are in need of your healing hand, those who we name in our hearts before you. Lord, in your mercy, that we delight in these midsummer days, reveling in the long hours of daylight, and the great favor you bestow on your people. Lord, in your mercy. Even while we enjoy the sunlight, Heavenly Father, those in Duluth and Moose Lake and Willow River and even here in Aiken Township or Aiken County need your healing hand, need your hand of truth. Help us to bind us together in these difficult times. Help us to work together and to use this bad stuff to bring people together. We pray, O Lord, for Winnie Johnson and his family who mourns his loss. We thank you for his witness in our lives. We thank you for his gentle smile and his words of encouragement and the promise that he has been given, a great celebration in heaven with you. We ask your blessing to be with our family members and friends, wherever they find themselves this day. Keep them in your loving care and remind them of your love for them. We give thanks for the birth of John the Baptist and for all your holy prophets and saints of old. May your light increase in us until the day when there is no more darkness, sin, or death. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our hopes and prayers, O God of mercy. For great is your faithfulness in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let's join in the prayer our Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace. Share the good news. Our closing hymn is 543.